Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. As the Lansing City Council gets set to vote tonight on a $245 million downtown casino project, a newly released poll commissioned by Protect My Vote, a coalition of tribes and Detroit casinos opposed to expanded and off-reservation gaming, finding that well over half of Michiganians oppose allowing tribes to build off-reservation casinos. James Nye is the group's spokesman, and he joins us now to tell me more about it. James, thanks for joining us this evening.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be with you.
Now, that sounds like a pretty specific question. Did the poll ask respondents if they generally supported the expansion of casinos in the state?
Yes, it did. This was a statewide poll of likely general election voters in the state of Michigan, conducted by the Melman Group out of Washington, D.C. It's a very reputable group, and the pollster there is Mark Melman. He's done a lot of work here in Michigan and very, very well-known pollster here in the state and around the country. The results that we got back didn't differ a whole lot from a 2010 survey that we did that was very similar to this current survey, with the biggest difference being that we took a particular focus on the issue of off-reservation casinos, because they've become such a hot-button issue with so many of the tribes in Michigan trying to conduct gaming off of their reservation. Of course, everybody has become familiar with the current proposal here in Lansing by the Sault Ste. Marie tribe to build a casino about 300 miles from its existing reservation in the Upper Peninsula.
You know, some might say that your group has a clear self-interest in wanting to avoid additional competition. Are you against seeing any more casinos in the state, period?
Well, number one, we've commissioned a poll, and I think that's the news right now, is the results of this statewide survey that clearly shows overwhelmingly that voters believe either that we have enough casinos right now or that we have too many. I think that's something that is an important factor for every side of this debate to understand. And the next thing is that, you know, Mark Melman and the Melman Group is a reputable company that does scientific research, and that's how polls are conducted. I mean, somebody pays for a poll, and that's how things get this research gets generated. They just don't come out of thin air. So
just to confirm, though, the poll found that the majority of Michiganians oppose off-reservation gaming, but does that also include the additional gaming period?
The poll shows that a 56% of likely general election voters oppose off-reservation casinos, while only 26% support off-reservation casinos. And then the final question that we looked at with respect to off-reservation gaming was something that happened a year ago by the Bay Mills tribe. That's a sister tribe to the Sault Ste. Marie tribe. They open up a casino about 100 miles away from their reservation without going through any of the normal regulatory process to do that. And what we ask the voters is, if this occurs again, would you favor allowing the governor or the attorney general of the state of Michigan to step in and immediately close down the casino? Overwhelmingly, 74% of likely voters supported the state's ability to move in and shut down an illegal off-reservation casino.
When it comes to the Lansing Casino and the City Council and Sault Ste. Marie Tribe vote, if they do both agree to move forward with us downtown casino, won't it be a federal decision ultimately to allow the casino to be built?
That's correct. It would ultimately be a federal issue, whether or not this Lansing off-reservation casino will be built. But there's a new wrinkle that's arisen here in the last few weeks, and that is the fact that the Sioux Tribe itself is going to have its own referendum amongst the tribal members to determine whether or not this casino should even proceed.
Is it fair to say that then the governor, even though he's opposed to it, and the attorney general, they won't really be able to do anything if the federal government does say this casino can move ahead?
Well, that's not entirely accurate, because there was going to be, if this does move ahead, if let's just say for argument's sake that the Lansing City Council approves tonight and the Sioux Tribe, doesn't turn this down in the referendum, this becomes a federal issue. But But the state does have a significant role to play, and that is because the attorney general and the governor, through his representation, would be party to a lawsuit, presumably. And I say that because that is, in fact, what is already occurring with respect to the Bay Mills tribe opening the Vanderbilt Casino illegally off-reservation. And the tribes, the Saginaw tribe and the Nattawaseppe tribe, have said that if this progresses and moves through the federal system, there's going to be legal action taken. So you're going to have multiple tribes that would have bring legal action, as well as the state of Michigan. And so the state does have a very serious role to play, even though this is a federal issue.
I'm talking to James Nye. He's the spokesman for the group Protect My Vote, a coalition of tribes and Detroit casinos that are opposed to expanded and off-reservation gaming. Now, James, the real game changer could be this Michigan First group, which wants to put a proposal on the November ballot to bring in a constitutional amendment to allow non-tribal casinos in Michigan's first designated cities, which are Grand Rapids, Lansing, Cadillac, and some casinos in the Detroit area. Now, if voters were to approve that proposal, couldn't that mean that we would have a casino in Lansing? It just wouldn't be an Indian-owned casino?
Well, I'm not sure how that would fit into the scenario, but what I can tell you is, if you add up this Michigan First proposal, all the off-reservation proposals, and then there's yet another group out there that wants another seven casinos, we would have a tidal wave of 22 new casinos in Michigan. And we think that, you know, that is the last thing Michigan needs. That's not in the best interest of anybody here in the state, regardless of what side of this debate you're on. We already have 25 casinos. To nearly double the number is really outlandish, but you know, specifically with the Michigan First plan, from what I understand reading the news reports, that's being proposed by a couple former politicians, one former Speaker of the House. And so, you know, here you have a retirement plan for term-limited politicians that would remove local control from communities with respect to gaming. That's certainly not in anybody's best interest. They're really unbelievably brazen with their plans to sell off pieces of the Michigan Constitution to their investors.
In 2011, though, Detroit's casinos posted a record $1.4 billion in revenue. That's money for the casino operators, the city, the state. Why shouldn't a city like Lansing be able to get into the game also?
Well, the first thing you have to understand about the Detroit casinos is they were approved at a local vote within the city of Detroit, and then they were approved subsequent to that by a statewide vote. So statewide voters supported the three Detroit casinos. Afterwards, you know, the Detroit casinos have invested billions of dollars into the city and provide a lot of jobs for the city. We're in a mature gaming market here in Michigan, so that means the pie is not going to grow any larger. We're not going to be able to just simply continue to open new casinos everywhere around the state and expect for the economic growth to continue to occur. So what happens in that scenario is that everybody would get a much smaller piece of the pie, and you would see the result would be a shifting of jobs and revenue from communities like Detroit that already have gaming to other parts of the state, but there wouldn't be any net economic gain for the state of Michigan.
Well, although Mayor Virg Bernero, who of course is spearheading this casino project effort, he said that really, if you look at it in a larger context, it is just a matter of time before there is a casino opened in the area, and it better to have it done here in Lansing, yeah, draw business to the downtown area. Do you agree with his assessment that at some point there will be a casino built in this area?
No, I don't agree with that at all. And what that is what we used to call the inevitability argument, where you would have a recognized tribe that hadn't been able to get a casino. That is an inevitable situation. That tribe will eventually have a casino. Those days are come and gone, and the tribe that Mayor Bonero is working with, the Sault Ste. Marie tribe, already has five casinos, more than any other tribe in the United States. So that tribe's been in the gaming industry since the mid-1980s. So that argument really doesn't apply here in Lansing, that it's just inevitable and, you know, let's bring it downtown. That's not going to happen. And let me tell you, the other thing is that we're the experts when it comes to the gaming industry, not politicians, not people who want to cut deals and bring a casino, and none of the developers either, for that matter, who are out supporting this proposal. We're the experts. We're the ones with the scientific research, which shows that Michigan voters don't support this, and we don't feel that it's good public policy either.
One last thing. In your view, then, is there no feasible way for an Indian casino to be built in Lansing with any particular tribe in the state?
Well, that's an interesting point, and I do believe that you would have to say that's accurate. And that's exactly what a prominent attorney has said back in September, that there really isn't a clear path for an Indian tribe to get a casino legally here in Michigan. And that same prominent attorney then flipped sides, and he became one of the developers of this proposed Lansing casino, and now he's singing a different tune. But yeah, if you do your research and you talk to people in the know, they will tell you that this casino, to be built by a tribe 300 miles away, two blocks from the state capitol, when that tribe already has five casinos. And in addition, this is a violation of the Michigan gaming compacts, where all the tribes promised to the state that they would not conduct off-reservation gaming unless all the tribes agree. So there's a lot of problems with this from a legal standpoint, a public policy standpoint, and the voters do not support it.
Well, and the Lansing City Council set to vote on the casino project this evening. We'll see where we go from here. James Nye, spokesman for Protect My Vote, a coalition of tribes and Detroit casinos opposed to the expansion of gaming here in the state. James, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
You're welcome.
If you have any thoughts or comments about this interview or any other one we do here, please send us some feedback. Love to hear from you. Our email address is capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.